AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Debbie is no longer a hurricane, but the damage from it could be just as severe. Forecasters say Debbie is a slow-moving storm over Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. There's talk of 30 inches of rain in some places. In Chatham County, Florida, Chester Ellis says there will be a curfew.
This type of rain hovering over us, coming with the intensity that they tell us that it's coming, it's going to catch a whole lot of people by surprise. So we're trying to make decisions that will help you to be safe.
A 13-year-old boy died this morning after a tree fell in a mobile home near Gainesville, Florida. The closing bell has sounded on Wall Street, and the losses are big. There are worries about the economy. The AP's Seth Soutell reports the Federal Reserve has interest rates high to slow down the economy.
The risk with this policy is that the Fed could slow down the economy too much and set it into a recession. Most people don't think that that is on the verge of happening, but markets are getting worried that that might be happening.
The Fed is likely to cut rates at its next meeting next month. A top Democratic senator says Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas failed to publicly disclose additional travel on GOP mega donor Harlan Crow's private jet. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell is asking a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit that wants to overturn the state's new law requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom by the start of next year.
There was, this explosion of horror when the governor signed the law. And in fact, I think that was a great overreaction.
The suit was filed by parents of Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds who say the law violates First Amendment language forbidding government establishment of religion. A federal judge ruled Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. This is AP News. A shakeup in the Catholic Church leadership in New England. Here's the AP's Donna Warder.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Cardinal Sean O'Malley as Archbishop of Boston and has named Richard Henning, the current Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, to replace him.
And it was the example of my parents alongside the witness of parish priests and my extended family that helped me to hear the Lord's summons to serve his church.
O'Malley has been the Pope's main advisor on fighting clergy sexual abuse. As head of the Pope's Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, the Vatican did not mention that role, suggesting that O'Malley could remain in that position until a new commission leader has been named. O'Malley was tapped in 2003 to take over Boston at the height of the clergy sexual abuse scandal. He's now 80 years old, 5 years beyond the normal retirement age for bishops. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.